A senior R&D software engineer at Catchpoint, where I work mostly on the backend of the network product. So this talk is about the old-fashioned traceroute, which is one of the most long-lasting diagnostic tools in networking environment, as everyone knows, since when it was first implemented by Ivan Jacobson in late 80s, in order to answer the frustrating question about where are the packets going. Since then, many different kind of traceroute implementations have been created, especially to run on different operating systems, but also to address different kind of problems, like, for example, multipath detection, NAT traversal, de-aliasing, and stuff like that. I think everyone knows, for example, the traceroute variants, Paris, Dublin, and Pamplona. So in our company, we leverage for this kind of measurements the famous Linux traceroute developed by Dmitry Butskoy. It is very fast because it can send multiple probes in parallel, but most importantly, it is open source and very easily extendable. So during the years, we enhanced this traceroute to address some of our customer needs, and we made these enhancements available to everyone in the hope that can be useful for the community. So, following the tradition to name the traceroute, the variants after the name of the city where the main developers reside, we decided to name this variant as Pietrasanta Traceroute. Pietrasanta is a city on Tuscany seaside and also is the location where the Catchpoint Italian office is located. So now I'm going to present you some of the enhancements that we inserted in Linux Traceroute. The first one I'd like to talk about is the support for Qt. As you know, the Linux Traceroute